Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'll talk about URA latest Q3 data. What does it mean ahead for the property market? As usual, I'm going to dissect the numbers and explore why the data declined, especially so for the third quarter. Is something unfolding ahead for us? Does it also mean we have reached the peak of the property market? Going forward, if you have plans to sell or buy, it's time to watch on. Here, let's go. Private housing prices and sales transaction volume declined in third quarter 2024. Price and sales momentum in the private residential market is slow, with overall private housing prices declined in third quarter of 2024 for the first time since second quarter of 2023. Sales transaction volume also moderate as compared to the previous quarter. The fresh estimate for the private residential property price index decreased by 1.1% on a quarter-on-quarter basis in third quarter 2024, reversing the 0.9% increase in the previous quarter. In quarter 1 2024, the index increased by 1.4%. Why is that so? How come the PPI dipped 1.1%? Here, I refer to the Business Times article and I quote, Lionel Tay, Knight Frank Research, Head of Research, attribute the quarter 3 decrease in price to the lack of new launch at price point that moved the needle upwards. This is also anchored by my boss in PropNex, Mr. Ismail Gafo, CEO of PropNex Realty, said, the slight price decline in quarter 3 2024 may be attributed to several factors, such as the weaker transaction volume, limited number of major new launches during the quarter, and developers' pricing unit sensitivity in a market where buyers have more choices and are generally not in a rush to commit to a property purchase. We anticipate that the URA PPI may improve marginally when the final print is out, capturing sales from the rest of September. This is an interesting point to note. This means we can safely say that URA PPI is somehow correlated to new launches prices, since new launches are usually selling higher in terms of PSF than resale properties. This means that whenever there is a new launch going about, the PPI will continue to be impacted. For landed properties, prices decreased by 3.8% in third quarter 2024 compared to the 1.9% increase in the previous quarter and 2.6% increase in quarter 1. Serious? From positive territory to negative territory in just one quarter? If I compare Q1 to Q3 2023 data, prices have increased by 3.4% during the same period. This is in comparison to quarter 1 to quarter 3 2024, where it increased only by a mere 0.7%. Does this mean landed prices have reached their peak and have started to decline? Let's dive deeper into the respective region. We'll focus on prices of non-landed properties in the core central region. As reported, it decreased by 1.5% in the third quarter 2024. This is after a negative 0.3% in the previous quarter. This is after a 3.4% increase in quarter 1 2024. Some of you here may wonder, how come the CCR index goes up and down in such a short period of time? Well, I can only assume that the relaunch of Cascaden Reserve back in quarter 1 may have played a part. For Cascaden Reserve, it is classified as a resale transaction since it has ready TOP. That is why sometimes we see short-term fluctuation in the index. Anyway, if I compare quarter 1 to quarter 3 2023, prices have decreased by 2%. If we compare quarter 1 to quarter 3 2024 data, the index increased to 1.6% instead. Don't tell me CCR is picking up steam. Hold on, let me look into my crystal ball. I predict in the next 6 to 18 months, CCR prices will finally turn the corner, and those who own properties in CCR can start to pop champagne. Really? Some of you here will wonder if Alan has foresight and can predict the future. Of course I can, just by looking at land sales that have sold in the last few months. These launches include Marine Garden, Orchard Boulevard, River Valley to Zion Road will be launched one after another. Remember, URA PPI is somehow correlated to new launch prices. Next, let's take a look at the rest of the Central Region, or RCR in short. The index has seen a 0.2% increment. This is almost flat in my opinion. This is after a slight 1.6% increase in quarter 2 and 0.3% gain in the first quarter. If I compare 2023 numbers, prices increased by 4%. This is in contrast to 2024, where its prices increased by 2.1%. Prices still trend upwards. Okay, fair. What about prices of non-landed properties in the outside central region? It decreased by 0.1% compared to an increase of 0.2% in the previous quarter. This is after a 0.2% increase in quarter one. If I compare it to 2023, prices have increased by 8.6%. Whereas from quarter one to quarter three 2024, the index has only appreciated by 0.3%. Does this mean mass market houses are softening from a high base? Serious ah? How come the index go up and down so rapidly in just a year? Did I calculate it wrongly? Cannot be. This is UIA official data. How can I doubt the integrity of their data? First and foremost, the slight dip in the overall PPI is not a cause of concern. As mentioned earlier, this could be due to a lack of new launches in the third quarter. With more project launch coming up in quarter 4 2024, I think private home prices could easily bounce back. There is the upcoming Chuan Park along Lolong Chuan to Emerald at Katong in District 15 to Novo Place EC in Tengah. Not forgetting, there are a few other launches in the pipeline. From Parktown Residence, which is a mixed development in Tampines North, to another EC site in Tampines Street 62, to Lentor Central Residence and the former Golden Mark Complex in Beach Road. Owing to high land acquisition costs, rising construction costs, as well as a higher financing cost borne by property developers. In addition, the new rules on harmonization of gross floor area definition will also see higher PSF pricing due to the reduction in the sellable area in the development. This means most of these launches in the various regions will be selling at higher prices. This brings me back to a question. Will the PPI go down in 2025? Unless poor sales put a drag on volume and prices, this will indirectly lead to a drop in the PPI. However, developers have time to sell. They are not hungry to sell them. This means any drop in prices is very unlikely. On my back end, I have also run some numbers using HPROP. Here, I shall not bore you down with more boring numbers. I have used only resale transaction in this chart. This will give us a clearer indication of how the resale market is moving. It's interesting to see that CCR, RCR and OCR average prices have climbed up since quarter 3, 2023. I have left the data for you to interpret yourself. Hopefully, you can see some light at the end of the tunnel. Then, what about landed properties? If I study the data for landed properties, it seems that average prices have declined from quarter 3, 2023 to quarter 3, 2024. Prices have dipped by 1.4% if I compare quarter to quarter. However, it will not be wise to compare against individual quarters as there will bound to be a lot of fluctuation. It will be better if you compare them on a half-yearly or yearly basis. This will give us a more holistic picture of its performance. Regarding how the PPI function, a high sales volume in the new launch segment may indirectly push up the index for the particular region. I can't help to feel a little uneasy about how the PPI can be a true indication of what is actually happening in the resale market. Remember, the resale market is a huge, massive market. As I always say, the real market is in the resale market. This is a true marketplace where the exchange of money and property take place. The drastic change in the quarterly PPI could be due to many factors, such as input of certain transactions that may skew the number. Hence, it will be good to look at the quarterly data over a few quarters to come to any conclusion. That is why it always puzzles me how some expert can come to some conclusion just by looking at one quarter data. Lastly, I hope the authority can further improve the way how data are being presented. I think the Department of Statistics has colorful graphics that appeal to the general public. This is something we can learn from. That's all. See you in the next video.